الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد, I want to remind myself and you about the responsibility that we have as musallis for the masjid. There's a misconception in the minds of people that they think that because the masjid is the house of Allah, therefore the musallis can do whatever they like and behave in whichever way they like, and that there is no responsibility that they have towards the masjid. This is a big misconception which must be dispelled. The masjid is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what that means is that the musallis and the people who look after the masjid will be held accountable for what happens there. Therefore, it is very important for us to treat the masjid with utmost respect. The first and foremost thing to understand is that the masjid is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore it must be treated with the utmost respect. The first part of that is to ensure the purity of the masjid, which means that anyone who is in an impure condition must not enter the masjid, man or woman. The masjid is for people who come to pray, and therefore the ritual purity of the person is of paramount importance. So anyone who is not purified themselves ritually, as the case might be, a man or woman must not enter the masjid. Number two, that the physical purity of the masjid must be maintained at all costs, which means that people must ensure that they do not do anything which dirties the masjid in any way. I'm sorry, I'm going to be speaking some things which, for the sake of clarity, I wish I didn't have to say these things, but since people do these things, it is important that I should mention them. People come into the masjid, I've seen this myself, they dig their noses and then they rub their gains from within their noses between their fingers and thumb, and then they drop that on the floor of the masjid, on the musalla. I know it sounds disgusting, but when you see it, it's even more disgusting. Number two, people come to the masjid in a state which is, to put it mildly, very dirty. For example, people come in with wearing clothes which are soiled. People come in wearing clothes which are smelly. And I'm not talking about the smell of honest labor. I'm talking about people coming in, and if you stand next to them, you don't know whether you're standing in a kitchen or you're standing where, because the whole the clothes are smelling of all sorts of masalas and God knows what. People come in smoking, of course, as we know is haram, but there are people who smoke, and they come in, and if you're standing next to them, especially in the in sujood, you have a hard time keeping your bile down because of the stink of bad breath, exacerbated by the smell of cigarette smoke or the stink of cigarette smoke. People do all kinds of things like this, which are absolutely disgusting and completely unbecoming of the behavior that one is expected to show in a masjid. Then you have issues of, therefore we must make sure that we make sure that the masjid is always kept in a state of purity and cleanliness, because this is our covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of how we treat his house. Then the issue of treating the resources of the masjid sense of responsibility. And I'm referring to the question of lights and fans, the question of water. We find people who are making wudu in the wudu khana, and literally the tap sort of runs the full time that the wudu is being done. It's as if they believe that the tap is connected directly to a river or to the ocean maybe. Now, this is absolutely prohibited, because the resources of the masjid are the resources of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are not permitted to just use them any way we like. So it must be used, water must be used, conserved, it must be conserved, it must be used with a great deal of responsibility, because that is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So also the issue of lights and fans, or air conditioning, or as the whatever the case might be. People have a habit of turning on every light. I've actually seen this happening. They walk into the masjid and they just wipe their hand across the switchboard and they turn on every light and every fan. And you have like people who are going to occupy just say one saf of the masjid. The same people, when they go home, they will make sure that they turn the lights off in a room that they are not using. They will try to conserve power because they have to pay the, they have to foot the electricity bill. But because the masjid bill is funded by somebody else or by the committee or whatever, there's no sense of responsibility. Just turn on all the lights, all the fans, switch on the air conditioning. People who don't even have air conditioning in their houses, they don't install it in their homes because they fear the electricity bill. But as soon as they come into the masjid, they act as if they cannot pray two rakat of salah without turning the AC on. So turn the AC on, turn all the lights on, all the fans on, and then when you leave, just walk away, just leave all of that on. How many times has it been, and I have seen this happening in masjid after masjid, where when you go there, you find all the lights and fans are on, and Allah alam, who's there's no one there, you know, and you have to go and turn them off. The resource of the masjid is the resource of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are going to misuse it, then we are going to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ensure that the fans and lights and whatever, by all means, it is there for your use. By all means, use it, but turn it off. When you have finished with it, turn it off. Ensure that taps are turned off properly so that there's no water leaking. Just even drops of water falling from a tap amounts to a lot of wastage of water, which is something that is prohibited and that we must never do. The another issue with masajid, the masjid is a house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The purpose of the masjid is to pray in it. Now people come, and while people are praying, there are people sitting and talking and chatting and laughing. All of this is prohibited. We are not supposed to do that. When people come to the masjid to pray, let them pray in peace. If you want to talk something, go out of the masjid and talk. Don't stand in the masjid and talk. And this is, it's amazing how we have to tell people who are, you know, so-called educated and so forth, but they don't have the consideration for other people and for the adab and for the respect of the masjid, that they need to be reminded that they must not talk inside the masjid. So, no talking inside the masjid. Read Quran, do dhikr, pray your salah, nawafil and whatnot. And if you have to talk to somebody, by all means, go outside the masjid and talk. I mean, we're not stopping you from talking, but not talking inside the masjid, disturbing the other musallis who are praying. This is very, very wrong, and it is prohibited. Another big issue, major fitna, is cell phones. People come in with cell phones, they don't turn them off, they don't put them on silent, the phone rings, all sorts of nonsensical music in the masjid. How many times do people have to be reminded to do this? Turn those phones off. There's no need to even bring the phone in the masjid. Leave it in the car, leave it in the home. Whose call do you want to answer during salah? So there's no need even to bring the phone into the masjid. If you have to bring the phone because you have nowhere to leave it, turn it off. Ensure that it is turned off. Do not let the phone ring. Consider it a matter of great shame and insult on yourself if your phone rings while you are inside the masjid, whether you are in salah or not. It's a disturbing sound, it's a horrible sound. And of course, all these musical tunes and so on and so forth, quite apart from the fact that all that music is haram, and to have it playing inside the masjid, I mean, how disgusting is that? So ensure that those phones are turned off. Final point, this is another very important thing. Now, today we live in a world where masajid have to be locked because of safety issues, security issues. I wish we lived in a world where a masjid could be left open 24/7 so that nobody had to lock it. We have masajid like that in our country, where the masjid is just the walls and the floor. There is no movable thing in the masjid. There's nothing to steal and so on. I mean, such masajid don't even have doors. It's fine. That's fine. But most of the masajid today that we are in, they have equipment, they have books, they have things in that, which therefore the masjid needs to be locked. Now, we have find people who will come and they will pray, and after the salah, after the fard salah is over, they will pray sunnah, and then they will pray like 25 rakat of nawafil, Allah alam, two, and they go on, and Allah knows best what they are reciting and what they are doing and what they are praying, and they continue and continue, and the person who is responsible for locking the masjid, the poor guy is sitting there waiting out of politeness. He can't say don't pray, he can't say stop praying, but he has got his home to go to, he's got his food to eat, he's got his stuff to do, but he is delayed, he is hung up because our dear friends and brothers and sisters are praying nawafil. Rasulullah ﷺ said very specifically, pray nawafil in your home. Is this greater thawab for praying nawafil in your home? He said, don't turn your home into a graveyard. Pray the nawafil in the home. So pray the fard in the masjid, go home and pray the sunnah and nawafil. At the most, if you pray the sunnah in the masjid, alhamdulillah, but go home and pray nawafil at home. Don't stick around in the masjid forever praying nawafil after nawafil, because it's a nuisance, it's a problem for people who have to lock the masjid. The masjid unfortunately has to be locked, whether we like it or not, and therefore do not make it a problem for the people who have to take care of the masjid because you are praying nawafil. That kind of piety is best to, nawafil is best to pray when you are at home. Alhamdulillah, pray as many as you want, pray from morning till night, nobody to stop you, but do not take up the time in the masjid to do all of that. It's very important for us to treat the masjid with respect, to treat the masjid with a sense of responsibility, both towards the masjid as well as towards our fellow musallis. Final thing, which before I close, the issue of parking. This is a worldwide problem. Muslims, when they come to the masjid, they think that, you know, the world, the earth belongs to Allah, and therefore, since I am Abdullah, I can park my car wherever I like. That is a very, very bad attitude. It creates a big problem for other people, for the neighbors of the masjid, for people who are living around the masjid, and this is a problem in every country in the world. There's no country which is free from this. People park in ridiculous ways. So when you come to the masjid, ensure that you park your car properly, that your car is not a nuisance for other people, it's not blocking anything. Make sure that you have done all that before you leave the car and enter the masjid. And that also applies to shoes. People leave shoes all over the place, even though there are racks that have been made for to place the shoes properly. They don't put the shoe in the rack, they throw the shoe everywhere. Even if there are no racks, it's perfectly possible to line your shoes up in an orderly manner, but they don't do that. They just kick the shoe off the foot and they walk into the masjid. This is bad for the shoe, it is bad for yourself, because other people will stamp on your shoe, and when they come in, it ruins a good shoe, and of course it gives a very, very nasty and bad impression about what Muslims are, because anyone passing by the masjid sees this sea of shoes that are lying there, and they say, what kind of people are these who can't even leave their footwear in an orderly manner? How are these people, what kind of people are these to live with or to be amongst us in society? Let us make sure that when we go to the masjid, we treat the place, we treat the people, we treat ourselves with respect and with responsibility. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to remember these things and to practice these things, and not to behave in ways which are a problem for ourselves, which are a problem for others, and which, may Allah forgive us, might hold us accountable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.